Cities are getting hotter thanks to climate change, and the heat in those cities is rising faster than in rural America. It's a trend playing out in Utah. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Eric Pardiak is a University of Utah mechanical engineer who studies what are called heat islands, which generally make cities hotter than rural areas, especially in the summer. Pardiak says buildings, air conditioning, pavement, and even colors play a role in creating heat islands.
Typically, you'll have some kind of increase in temperature in the urban area as a result of a number of factors.
A new study by the research nonprofit Climate Central looked at 60 cities and found that their daily high summer temperatures are about 17 degrees hotter on average than nearby rural areas. The analysis does not include Salt Lake City on technical grounds, but Pardiak says Utah's biggest city does follow the trends. He also says the valley's unique geography means solutions that work elsewhere might not be effective locally.
The solutions are not obvious in Salt Lake. So if somebody asks me, what's the right strategy in my yard, I don't know that I know the right answer for that. We need more research and efforts towards being able to understand these very specific solutions.
Allison Kenward led the Climate Central study, and she says the trends are important because heat is already the number one weather-related cause of death. Not only are the young, the old, and the poor the most likely populations to be harmed, but she says the heat also boosts ozone pollution, which is already a problem in the city.
So we really do need to be worried about hot summer temperatures, particularly moving forward in the future with more urban heat and climate change.
National Weather Service data shows that in four of the past five Julys in Salt Lake City, 25 days or more were over 90 degrees. Judy Fays, KUER News.